one of the things that's very clear that you're doing at the moment is the Aquatic Centre for 2012. Can you just tell me, sort of in layman's terms, the concept behind the centre?
Well, I mean, I think the original idea was, you know, because of this water and, you know, fluid lines, it was about, let's say, a wave, or in the beginning was two waves. But also we have been working with kind of organic morphology, you know, underwater life, all that sort of stuff. So it came from that research into kind of landscape and topography, and also because it was a pool and the diving boards and the diving pool, it was kind of in that way, you know. The roof is kind of a wavy roof because we have an interest in how one can achieve a level of lightness and kind of, you know, roofs. And
were you very clear from the beginning that you wanted it to be a beautiful building?
Well, I mean, I think we strive for that. I think that, you know, an architecture, there is, and obviously functionality has to work in adjacencies in terms of these programs. Like, you know, you have to kind of have everything work together, like in this case, you know, changing rooms, the exercise pool from the, you know, the difference, the space between the diving and so on, and also how you access and how you move around the building, especially for the athletes, that they don't, you know, become cold, and, you know, all the things have to be. And also at the same time, the diagram, the organizational diagram has to be very good in terms of function, but also you can deliver a great building and a very beautiful building.
There's been much made in the press about the fact that it's allegedly gone sort of three times over budget. Is that correct?
Without going on to that a lot, first of all, I think the original project was not including all the contingencies, all the fees, all these things. I think maybe now things will drop down. Because, you know, I think at the time these things were priced, it was a very competitive global market. You know, the price of concrete and cement, the price of steel was, you know, high. So, you know, and I think that there are different pricing. There's one which is for construction and one which is the overall, you know, this includes everything. So they're not, you can't really mix and match them. People have to understand what it means. There's a construction budget and an overall budget.
So it's gone up, but you think it's probably going to come down again?
No, I don't know whether it's gone up or not, but I mean, I think there is a budget in it, and you know, these, you know, people have to develop these projects, and they then are priced.
Because of all the stuff, the fuss that was made about the cost, and then because of the fact that we're now in this sort of global recession, do you, in any sense, sort of wish that you designed a more modest building?
No, I mean, if they decided to do everything is a kind of in a box, and I think that, but also I think in these moments of recession, I think that uplifting the spirit is in a way even more important, and we should learn from things which were done in the past, which were done in a hurry or done because, I mean, people criticize social housing because it was done after the war and there was need for housing and they criticize it. This was done because of exactly these reasons, and they're, you know, I don't think it's an issue of, I mean, I don't think it's an issue of just a cost of one project. I think you have to kind of look at the whole Olympics together. And if for some reason we can't afford it, then I think we should have given it to France.